KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 51 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with some spotty showers possible early this morning and then again this afternoon, and a high around 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Officials of the Twigg Funeral Home and Guthrie Center have announced that memorial services will be held this Saturday, May 27th, for two teens who died in a May 15th arson fire at their home. Services for 16-year-old Shakaya Marie Cockerham and 12-year-old Melanie Page Exline of Guthrie Center will take place at the Adair Casey Guthrie Center High School Auditorium in Guthrie Center beginning at 10:30 a.m. Saturday. No visitation is planned. Shakaya and Page's uncle, 54-year-old William Long III, suffered severe burns to his upper body and was flown to an Omaha hospital for treatment. Their grandmother, 74-year-old Shirley Exline, suffered minor injuries. The Iowa State Fire Marshal's office concluded that the house fire was the result of arson, but no arrests have been made in connection with the ongoing investigation. A man facing charges of murder and numerous other charges associated with the shooting death of a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy has pled not guilty to the charges and asked for a speedy trial. Online court records show 24-year-old Wesley Correa Carminati entered his not guilty plea Tuesday. He's scheduled for jury trial July 25th in Pottawatomie County. Correa Carminati is being held in the Woodbury County Jail pending the start of his trial on a felony first-degree murder charge associated with the May 1st death of Deputy Mark Burbridge that took place when Correa Carminati broke out of his restraints and wrestled a gun away from one of the two deputies who were transferring him to the Pott County Jail. The escape occurred after his sentencing on a separate murder charge. He faces 11 additional felony charges associated with the incident, including second-degree kidnapping, two counts of attempted murder, three counts each of first-degree robbery, intimidation with a dangerous weapon, two counts of felon in possession of a firearm, along with escape, and first-degree criminal mischief. A traffic stop Tuesday night in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a man from Union County on drug and other charges. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports 47-year-old Tony Dean Pfizer of Creston was taken into custody at around 9:42 p.m. following a traffic stop on Highway 25 at 240th Street. Pfizer was found to be driving on a suspended license with nine withdrawals in effect. He was arrested for DUI, or DUS it is, and further investigation charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. Pfizer's bond was set at $1,300. The Mills County Sheriff's Office says a man from Emerson was arrested Tuesday morning for possession of drug paraphernalia. 27-year-old Jonathan Lee Milliman was arrested at around 2:47 a.m. following a traffic stop on Highway 34 at Jabber Avenue. His bond was set at $300. The Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 office in Atlantic reports the right lane of westbound Interstate 80, northbound Interstate 29, between the Iowa Highway 192 and South Expressway, or Exit 3 ramps in Council Bluffs, will be closed for repairs beginning at 9 a.m. today and until 5 a.m. tomorrow, weather permitting. To reduce traffic volumes while repairs occur, the northbound on-ramp at U.S. Highway 275 and Iowa Highway 92, or Exit 47, and the westbound on-ramp at Madison Avenue, Exit 5 in Council Bluffs, will also be closed from 9 a.m. today to 5 a.m. tomorrow. The Iowa DOT anticipates that significant delays could occur, so motorists are encouraged to find alternative routes and allow for extra time while the repairs are taking place. Construction during the 2017 season is part of the Iowa DOT's Council Bluffs Interstate System Improvement Program, a streamlined approach to plan construction projects on I-80, 29, and 480 in the Council Bluffs, Omaha metro area. The program is the single largest project in the Iowa DOT's fiscal year 2017 through 2021 Iowa Transportation Improvement Program. In the funeral announcements, Carol Lynn Tremaine, age 53, of Harlan, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Funeral services for Carol Tremaine will be held on Thursday, tomorrow at 1:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marilyn Shorty, age 80, of Manila, died Monday at the Crawford County Memorial Hospital in Denison. A massive Christian burial for Marilyn Shorty will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Hazel Schneider, age 102, of Council Bluffs, who is a native of Shelby County, died Monday at the Bethany Lutheran Home in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Hazel Schneider will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Lester Lynn Dent, age 92, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died Monday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Lester Dent will be held Friday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Shekiah Marie Cockerham, age 16, of Guthrie Center, died May 15th. Memorial services for Shekiah Cockerham will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Adair Casey Guthrie Center High School Gym Auditorium. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Melanie Page Exline, age 12, of Guthrie Center, also died May 15th at her home. And memorial services for Melanie Page Exline will be held Saturday as well at 10:30, also at the Adair Casey High School Auditorium. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements for both girls. Thomas William Fletcher, age 31, of Irwin, died May the 18th. The memorial service for Thomas Fletcher will be held on June 3rd at 10 a.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.